Oh, spooch it around.
It's a pot. Hang
on. I'm going to retweet that.
Is this the wrong one? I say we go live just for that quick minute, though, to let people join in.
It's already live, dude.
All right. Hang on. All right, we're good here.
We're good. We're live on Periscope. Let's do it.
Let's see.
We already got 103 people joined. Lots of people are jumping in.
It's dark. See, it is dark.
We just went live on Facebook. People are jumping in right now. How's it going? How's it going, guys? This is episode 13 of the E4L podcast. Tonight we got all four of us, team members of our movement called E4L. So we're really excited about that. We got a lot of things to go over today. We haven't done a podcast since last Friday, so I'll kick it over to Tyler Zed here.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Obviously, we got a lot more liberal craziness to talk about this week, and we're lucky to have our fourth member with us today. He's actually wearing our shirt that we bought from somebody in California. So whoever made these shirts, thank you, but stop making them, please.
Yeah. Making money off our
faces. So we bought them from the person who is using our faces, but and gave them our money. Yeah, obviously, we got a lot to talk about with Molly Tibbetts in the news this week. That was a huge headline, and now the impeachment is back on the plate. Impeach 45.
Yeah. Where's Maxine Waters? Yeah. She's been kind of quiet lately, hasn't she?
She has. Is she the front runner? I believe last time I heard, they're pushing her to be the front runner.
Well, Trump keeps making her the face of the Democratic Party, which is hilarious. Good move by him.
I actually just read that she's been in Congress for about 30 years now, and she's passed 3 bills.
Yeah, really?
That's how horrible she is at her job.
But wait, isn't that better than Bernie?
I don't know.
And she lives outside of her district in a $1 million mansion. But, you know, we won't get into the finer details. Anyways, we got people over here. We have our Twitter live going over here. We got lots of comments coming in, lots of comments on Facebook. Weatherman Dave over here is going to be taking down your comments. Yeah. And we're going to answer them at the end. So feel free to ask us stuff. Dave, if you want to keep looking at the comments rolling in, and
for sure.
You
know, yeah, ask your questions, and then at the end we'll answer questions for about 10 minutes. So Dave here will be watching the feed. And then before we get more into our show today, head over to Twitter and check out Combat Debater, at Combat Debater. A lot of good tweets, a lot of great tweets, actually. You'll also see him on Facebook as well. So we've been posting his stuff there, too. So
it's good show.
And while we're on that, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/E4L. We've got a lot of good incentives there, and we're using that money to help fund our book. And
hopefully someday make a studio. Now I got duct tape to my phone right now on this stand over here. We got everything jimmy rigged right now. We would love to have a professional studio to bring podcasts like this to you guys multiple times a week.
And obviously we don't ask that you donate a ton of money. If we have over 600,000 followers, so if even a fraction of those people donated $1 a month, you're not going to notice that dollar is gone, and it's going to help us out tremendously. So
it's going to help us spread the truth immensely.
Hey, last time I cleaned my couch, I found $1. So, I mean, you know, it all comes. You can find $1 somewhere.
You can. I think one more point, too, is like all the money right now that we're getting in is going straight back to you guys. I mean, getting the truth back out to you, the information that we're gathering and putting on the show.
We also have a second podcast, the VetCast podcast, which is for veterans. It's veteran themed. And we want to make a non-for-profit and start giving back through this stuff through our platform. So
go check that out. Daniel and I, Mr. Combat Debater, we've done 2 episodes so far. Our Facebook page is VetCast USA, so go check that out. And we plan on doing quite a few more episodes with other veterans. We want to get their stories out there and create another community of support for veterans, combat veterans, and people that just served as admin and never got deployed. We're all veterans, and we all need to take care of each other. So that's the goal we have with that.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in. Let's start with the Molly Tibbetts situation. Molly Tibbetts this week, a 20-year-old girl from Iowa, was murdered at the hands of an illegal alien. And the reaction out of the liberal news has been disgraceful. It's been absolutely disgraceful. The CNN pundit, she said, some girl from Iowa just got killed. Oh, no big deal.
Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, so what she said, we need to focus on the real problems, where the real problems are, at the border. Totally deflected and ignored the question. But, I mean, if that doesn't make you think as a Democrat voter, you should get your head checked. I already tweeted that earlier this week. I mean, that is ridiculous.
For me, So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's deep in the country too. You know, it's not like we're hearing this is happening out in San Fran where you think that it's, you know, crazy liberal, they're protected out there. No, it's happening deep in Iowa.
Yeah. You know, it was a needless tragedy that did not need to happen. If we had that wall, that guy may have never got in here. You know, the wall is there to enforce legal immigration. Why would you be against that? If you're for the laws of the land, you should be for the border wall. It's really that simple.
Yeah, and for me, I guess looking at this part of the liberal platform and this agenda that they push with illegal aliens, you compare it to other agendas that they have, and a lot of their agendas have to do with, well, if it saves just one life, it's worth it. And that comes with like the gun situation. Mm-hmm. If we ban guns and it saves just one life, it's worth banning guns. Yeah. Well, if you deported all illegal aliens and didn't let them get in, it would save more than one life.
And it'd be hundreds, well, thousands of lives, actually.
So it's funny to see how those platforms conflict.
Yeah, well, you can use their own logic against them, and then they still dismiss it as nothing. You know, it's like, well, this is your own logic, but...
Yeah, it's constant hypocrisy. It's disgusting.
The liberal double standard never ceases to amaze me, so...
And this past week as well, a headline that didn't make the news, another illegal alien, he was dating a woman here in Shakopee, Minnesota, and he stabbed her to death. He was previously deported as well. So this happens more than just the times we see it blown up in the news.
Oh, yeah.
It happens quite often.
Oh, a few weeks ago, there was a Somalian at a nursing home, and he disagreed with one of the older guys, literally gouged the guy's eyeballs out with his fingers. Why is that not on mainstream? We live in a dangerous state, man. Seriously dangerous, Minnesota.
And I was going to say that is like not even away from just the Mexico-Canada border. We're looking at – we have other people that want to come here into America and bring their culture with them, but also don't want to bring America into their life. They want to bring Middle Eastern and that culture here.
They don't want to assimilate.
And, yeah, they don't want to allow America into their life.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, I feel bad because, you know, the Mexican people are – pretty much anyone that's come from the South, for the most part, I enjoy them. I enjoy their cultures. They come up here. They're typically great people, and I have no problem with them. But it's just like, come here legally, just so we know who they are. Let's contribute to the, you know, to our community, assimilate, and there's no problem. I mean, that's a great thing. You know, that's great progression. That's good progression in this country. But to come here on your first step on the soil is you're committing a crime. I mean, come on. I mean, what a first bad step.
Yeah,
you know, how do you get into this community legally then after that point? You know, I mean, it's...
Liberals have become so tolerant that they're willing to allow people here that hate us in hopes that they won't hate us anymore. That is just insanity. There's how many people running for Congress and political 90. Positions? 90 that believe in the Islam faith, and they refuse to swear an oath on the Bible to protect our Constitution. That right there speaks volumes. How are these people getting elected? Liberals, because love is love and tolerance. You should be tolerant of everything. Love is love, once again. That's how we're getting towards this pedophilia crap. But I'll stay out of it this time. I freaked out last podcast, but I won't go there yet. But you watch. You watch.
On the immigration note, I remember I had a friend that I worked with, and he brought up politics and work, and he was talking about how he just can't stand conservatives because – conservatives just, they don't value human life. They just don't value. I was like, what? And the immigration issue, we have allowed over 10 million legal immigrants into this country since 2008. 10 million, that's the size of New York City. That is a huge amount of people that have come here legally. And that's a good thing. But it's not like we're not wanting people to come here. And that's the narrative that is spewed. And it's not true. It's absolutely not true.
We want you to come here legally. There's a process for it. And when people jump across the border, you know, it's a slap in the face that everyone who is doing this legally, paying lots of money and waiting years in line, it's a slap in the face to them. Mm-hmm. Especially when we're giving, you know, government programs, welfare and benefits to people who are here illegally. Mm-hmm. What a slap in the face. Seriously.
And I like, for me, like when I used to work with a lot of people who did come here legally, they had, it was my floor care crew. They're from Mexico. And they were like, man, this is BS. Like, all the people that are jumping the border, they hop in line, and their dad and parents have been waiting 10 years to get their legal status ship, or just like their ability to be here legally. And it's like,
and those people I don't mean to interrupt, but no, those people that do it legally actually appreciate America. The people who just jump in here, they want the free benefits. They don't care about us for the most part, honestly.
So on the immigration issue and helping immigrants as well, this is a fact from our book, which actually Ben Garrison just sent us our cover, and we should have it available for pre-sale within a week, hopefully.
Yep.
And officially out in sometime in September. We'll get more to that later. But in our book, we talk about an article that was, I believe it was Huffington Post or a very liberal news source, but they talk about how 50% of immigrants, not illegal immigrants, just immigrants in general, 50% are on some sort of welfare. And 70% of immigrants from the from Latin America and Mexico, they are on welfare. That's a huge amount. And that either says, A, we're helping them a lot, or B, we're not helping them transition well mm-hmm. enough. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's, and that was, like I said, that was from a very liberal news source. Those are hard facts.
Yeah. Did you see what President Trump proposed? He said, if you are on a welfare or any kind of government program and you're here trying to get your citizenship, you'll be banned from getting your citizenship. He wants people that bring value to America. And I actually love that.
Yeah, but
honestly, I do.
It doesn't fit the Democratic platform of slavery, where they bring these people in there, they put them on welfare, and then they're addicted to the welfare. They want them to stay needed on the Democrats, you know, and then the Democrats keep throwing those carrots to them, you know, this welfare system. They never become any part of the, you know, as far as powered, you know, and they stay.
A lot of lazy people are attracted to that philosophy. Well,
yeah, but they stay votes.
Yeah. Well, it's all about power and votes.
Why would you not vote for that person if they're giving you a check for free? Like, it makes sense if you're in that situation and you use that money to help your kids or whatever.
Hey, whoa. Isn't buying a vote illegal? I almost could go full Alex Jones on that. I mean, I've just seen that.
Like, interdimensional vampire.
So back to immigration, we had a tweet out earlier this week, a couple of days ago, talking about just bypassing Congress in general. And this is, it's not a realistic, it's not legal to do this. So it's, I think it's a great idea. But the wall is estimated to cost $21.6 billion. And there are over 60 million people that voted for Trump. If every person that voted for Trump donated $343, then we'd have enough money for the wall. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and people were jumping at the bit. They're like, that's a great idea. Let's start a GoFundMe page. They have started a GoFundMe page, and they take it down because it's illegal. There is a bill on the floor right now by Diane Black. She's running for governor of Tennessee, I believe. She proposed a bill back in May that would allow people to donate money to the Department of Treasury to a trust fund. And if it's in a trust fund, that money can't be used for anything else. So that money would be protected, which is good because they can't, you know, use it for whatever. But it's still on the floor, and that money we'd be allowed to donate and get our names on the wall. That was one of the things. But there's not a high percentage.
Plus, you know, there's some diehards. We saw the comments saying, oh, I'd pay for 3, 4, 5 people.
Yeah.
No problem. I'd pitch in 20 grand if it was a real thing. It wouldn't be that hard, honestly. And you get those high rollers like that, it knocks down the price for the rest of us.
That was awesome.
I'd donate for sure.
That's like a solid car payment for most people.
That's worth it, though, because you get that money back. If you stop 94% of heroin coming in from Mexico, that's a stat from Huffington Post as well. That... you save $50 billion problem right there. $50 billion per year in heroin.
Yeah, but you're stopping votes from coming in. You're stopping votes from coming in. That's a bad deal.
Don't you get it?
Yeah.
No, I know.
You know, and kind of coming back to, I mean, I want to back up to Molly because Tibbetts, I mean, it's, I think the travesty on this thing is that the Republicans and the conservatives and the you know, that the opposite base that she was, because she was a hard liberal. I mean, she was extremely far on the liberal side.
Tweets about hoping white people die or screw all white people or something along those lines.
Right.
I've seen the tweets.
But we're the ones standing up for her.
Yeah.
And what happened to her? And
we're passionate human beings that care for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, liberals should be hardcore on this, saying, hey, like, she was one of us, and they're not. They're throwing her right under the bus.
Yeah.
We're the only ones standing up saying, could have avoided this.
Yeah, you can see where your allegiance is at, liberals. If you're watching, it's not good.
No.
That is a great point. That's honestly, that's a great point. I mean, we're the ones standing up for her. So other huge news this week, obviously there are more battle cries for Trump impeachment. Impeach voted five. Impeach voted five.
It's something new every week. It's crazy.
So this kind of goes back to the Stormy Daniels thing, but Trump's ex-lawyer, he admitted or pled guilty to using money to pay off another woman and Stormy Daniels to keep them quiet. Mm-hmm. I think they essentially bought these stories that were written by the Washington Post and another news source. And they killed the stories. They bought the stories, they let them die, and they use the other money as hush money, so these women wouldn't talk about it. But this is nothing new. This has happened in the past. No, this has happened with, you mentioned someone else earlier, with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, with Bill Clinton, it was,
Paula Jones.
Paula Jones. Paula Jones, and that was in 91, that when he was the governor, Paula Jones was actually an employee of his, and he brought her back to a hotel room and started talking about her body, her shape, and that. And he pulled down his pants and put out his boner and said, kiss this. I mean, that's what he did.
That's what the
governor, Bill Clinton, did. And then she came after him with a lawsuit. He still gets in as president and has to settle with her for, I think, $850,000. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what the number is. But do you ever hear anything about that? No. I mean, the media is completely silent about it.
Well, if you want to break it down further, apparently this transaction took place, from what I've heard, in Nevada, where it's not illegal to have prostitution. Trump pays Stormy Daniels with his own money. Wow, shocker. A billionaire paying a porn star to have sex with them. Okay, nothing that new. But anyways, Trump wasn't bribing her to be quiet. She was extorting him, saying that she would talk if she didn't get paid. And then she got paid, and then she still talked. Talk about a slimy snake.
No, seriously.
Oh, can't say a snake. I'll get banned off Facebook again, Instagram.
Yeah, he got a post removed this week for calling Omarosa a snake.
Yeah.
That was on Instagram, all right.
Well, what I said was, fun fact, guys, Trump comped Omarosa's wedding in 2017 for free, threw it at Trump Tower. Meanwhile, she was plotting against him, saving emails, texts, ready to stab him in the back at any time. And I said, wow, this person's a straight-up snake. Remove my post. I am banned for 30 days right now from posting on Facebook. And Instagram gave me like my fifth strike, saying they're ready to remove my account. Even though there's pictures of Trump being assassinated on Instagram, but falls under artwork for some reason.
We'll get to more of that in a second.
Are snakes racist? I don't know. I don't know how the rules change each week. I don't know.
Sticking to the paying people off. Obama did the same thing. Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit reported today that in 2008, if you guys remember, in 2008 there was a preacher named Jeremiah Wright, and he was the one that said, "God damn America." He said that. Obama offered him $150,000 to keep quiet during the election, and he took the money. And Jeremiah Wright took the money. Where was everyone when Obama paid this guy off? Why is it such a big deal now? It's mind blowing that. Who's the one, the actor? Who's the big actor on Twitter? He made the greatest point. Why are only the Republicans being investigated right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and why not the Democrats? What's going on here?
Yeah.
It's proven that they colluded against Bernie Sanders.
They're playing projection 101, accusing Republicans of their own crimes, but yet they will not even take 10 seconds to look at the other side to see if anything happened.
The crazy thing to me is that they were all pro Bernie Sanders, and then all of a sudden Hillary Clinton, the DNC, cheats at their own election, and they put Hillary in place, and like, forget about it. Like, there's a wake of like forgotten memories about Bernie Sanders.
Well, they went
all in. Where was everybody?
They went all in on what they thought were pocket rockets. You know, they put all their chips in there. It's Hillary. Hillary's the next one deemed queen of America. Their first plan was to put in 500,000 refugees into America, inject that many people that don't give a shit about America, and see what happens. And then it's a slippery slope from there. By God, and the military intelligence, which I won't get into it. Shout out to QAnon. Trump won. Trump won, and great things are happening.
Just like you said, though, you buy the votes. You simply, welfare checks are not buying votes.
No.
That's what would happen. Hillary Clinton, I honestly wouldn't be working right now if Hillary Clinton got elected. Why would I work when you get paid more to sit and say your back hurts? Like, I mean, now my fingers hurt.
Matter of fact, they're hurting. Yeah. You're just full landscaping duty, Grandma.
Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
I would never vote left, though. Mark it down, record it, never vote left.
No.
It's recorded, dude, forever.
Yeah, right now. You know someone out there is recording everything we're doing, so.
Sticking on this whole situation with Trump having affairs, it's not good. It's happened in the past. John F. Kennedy did it. Bill Clinton did it. No one condones that. It's bad behavior, whatever. But it's his personal life. That's a situation that he needs to work out with Melania. Obama has been accused of the same thing, and no one ever talks about that.
Wasn't the worst campaign?
Larry Sinclair. Oh, no, you're talking about something else.
300,000, yeah.
But Obama was accused of having an affair with Michelle with a man named Larry Sinclair. Larry Sinclair wrote a book about it. He wrote a book about it, and no one gives a crap. It's like, wait a minute. Okay, so you got to listen to everyone in Hollywood that says they were raped, which we should. But if you're going to listen to everyone, listen to everyone. There's a guy that says he had an affair with Obama. Let's listen to him. Let's make a big deal about it in the media like they're making a big deal about it now.
Yeah, what if a guy said he had an affair with Donald Trump 20 years ago? They can make that up. They already make up half the stuff they go on. So surprised we haven't got to that point.
I think, though, that's the reason why people don't go on that is because they'd be like, you are hating on gays. Yeah. You are hating on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the funny thing about that, at that point, his stance was a marriage is between a man and a woman. Up until about 2010, that's what his stance on gay marriage was. Mm-hmm. So in 1999, he was against gay marriage, but was been accused.
The reason why they can't just make up something out of the blue like that against Trump is because he's been in the public eye for over 40 years. You know, everything he's done has been documented, and he's lived his life pretty dang well. You know, one porn star in there, everyone makes mistakes. You know, let's not crucify him.
You know, I think going on the gay thing, I think that they would go after the gays. If Donald Trump had a gay affair, they would go after the gays. They would throw them right under the bus. I mean, look at was it New York Times that did that cartoon of Putin and Trump making out?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and it's like, dude, what was that about? I mean, like, are you kidding me? Like, I mean, they were making out.
Trying to make it offensive towards Trump, but then gay people are looking at that like, wait, that's offensive? So you're making fun of me now?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, what the hell? What kind of hypocrite?
Yeah, no, I was watching.
See, is that?
I was watching Tucker last night, and he said, basically, Trump gets to decide the left's narrative. Whatever he says, they will say the opposite. Just like me and Dee were talking on the way here, DACA. Oh, you know, he offered the Democrats even more than what they were asking DACA, and they turn around and go, no. You know what?
I think he did it on purpose.
He did. He did. Hypocrisy and the fact that they will stand against anything he does.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, they need that for the votes for the election. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, if it gets passed, then what? You know,
they were bluffing. He called their bluff, raised, and then said, no, I fold. Hilarious.
Some more kind of scary news in this week. It's been going on for a while now. But in South Africa, there is a pretty dang close to genocide happening. If you haven't seen a documentary called Farmlands by Laura Southern, go check it out. It's free on YouTube. Very, very eye-opening. But the South African government is now taking land from white farmers in South Africa because they believe it belongs to the Africans that were there before British took over South Africa. And the part to me that's pretty scary and makes this very important is that South Africa is a pretty developed country. This is a very, very developed country, and this is happening there. This isn't like a third world country where this has been the norm for thousands of years, which it's not good there either, but this is a place where we have universities. We have people that run, you know, billion-dollar businesses. This is a very advanced country, and it needs to be talked about and spread. I mean, this is not cool.
And from what I've read, isn't famine already starting? So they didn't think this through very far. You know, all the white farmers are the ones creating all the crops. Now they're killing them, actually torturing them, raping them, and killing them, setting them on fire. The mainstream media will never talk about this. Thank God that Trump said, maybe we should have an expanded discussion on this. And we should. We definitely should. Definitely. But what's happening is they're, you know, destroying the white farmers. They're raping them, killing them, torturing them. And then who's making the crops? Whatever. I hope they all starve.
Yeah, it's a bad country, man. I've been there, and it's like those, you know, Africans, they'll throw a damn tire over you and start on fire. Mm-hmm. You know, they have, like, there's so many ruthless people out there that have zero care.
I feel bad for all those people. I really do. You know? And I wish there was more we could do to help.
But this is one reason I am thankful of being in America, is I feel like you could look at your neighbor. You know that you guys are going to fight side by side to fight for that freedom, fight for that little bit of, no matter who comes into this country, you guys are going to fight for what it takes to keep your freedom, keep your land, keep what you feel is right.
I made a tweet about this earlier. I said, hey, liberals, why aren't you talking about the white genocide going on against farmers in South Africa? I said, is it because the mainstream media hasn't told you to get mad about it? Or is it because they're white people? Seriously, answer that question for me. I'm waiting.
White men are the problem, Dylan.
It's both. It's because they're white and the mainstream media hasn't told us.
The old That's white man's always at the top.
The old white man are responsible for none of the innovation in Western society. Screw the internet. I'll never use it again.
Keep it on the immigration situation a little bit. This kind of goes hand in hand. A real Nazi was deported from the country this week. A real Nazi, 95 years old,
SSS,
lived in New York.
SS labor guard.
He lived in Ocasio-Cortez's district as well. How awesome is that? Lived in Ocasio-Cortez's district, socialist freak, whatever. And ICE deported this man. He is going back to Germany as we speak, and he's going to stand trial. He was a guard at one of the camps in Germany during World War II. And the thing about this that is kind of crazy is that this was a mandate from 2004. This man was supposed to be deported since 2004. So Bush overlooked it, and Obama overlooked it. But he hates Nazis. He hates them.
Yeah. Like the liberals scream Nazi everything until we finally catch one and deport one. And then it's like, crickets, you know, you hear the crickets chirping. They don't want to talk about that. It doesn't go. Anything that does not fit their narrative, they do not want to talk about. Have you noticed that?
You know, who hates ICE? I mean, what politicians? Nancy Pelosi hates ICE. Yeah. Who else? I mean, like
Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez.
Human traffickers. Who else hates ICE?
MS-13.
Drug smugglers. you're in a great group, guys. Good Everyone job. Keep who, up the yeah. work! You know? I mean, come on.
Yeah, pretty insane, huh?
More death threats against Trump, which commonly just very overlooked by the media, as usual. I tweeted about this earlier this week, but representative from Florida, Alcee Hastings, joked about Trump drowning in the Potomac River, and the crowd laughed and they loved it. But this is nothing new. You got Kathy Griffin cutting off Trump's head. You got the Shakespeare in the Park, Trump's getting stabbed to death. You got the Pearl Jam cover. His dead body's in the front lawn of the White House, and a bald eagle is pecking at it. I mean, this is a
those are countless of thousands of examples.
Exactly.
Like I said, people on Instagram will put up assassination pictures. Even that guy in the NFL, Isaiah Crowell, put up that one of the cop being beheaded, and it was nothing. It doesn't even violate their community standards. In fact, I think the people behind Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these tech giants are cheering it on. They want more of it. They want more of it.
It's
really
disgusting.
Do.
How can you be okay with that? How can you
and
be
then,
okay?
And then, liberals will be like, well, you did it during the Obama administration. And be like, really? You're like, yeah, I remember you had Obama in the news. No, that's a straw man argument. One example. Of course you have.
And was it a representative of our country that works in Congress?
We disavow those people. We're not into that. We disavow those people.
But it's okay. It's okay. They, it's okay for them.
Yeah,
now.
Compare one example to thousands and thousands and thousands. That's apples to apples, I'm sure.
And sticking on the Hollywood situation, Steven Tyler now wants Trump to stop playing all of his music, all Aerosmith music, at his rallies.
Good.
He should be thankful that someone's still playing his music.
I agree. It's funny because they're the same age, and he looks horrible. I mean, the guy looks like a Eastern European woman. Oh, Eastern European woman. The guy.
You can tell sex, drugs, and rock and roll taking a toll on that thing.
He looks like Count Dracula. Like, but the cocoa one. The one from the cereal box who's got that weird damn mustache going on that's all pointy and shit. I saw him in real life. We both saw him in real life.
At Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, he was freaky, man. Like, I got close to him. Like, I was like here to here, and I was like, I'm going to back up a little bit because I don't want to catch something. So I'm like, he was straight sketchy looking. Like, he might come on at me and like start sucking on my blood.
Yeah. I forgot about that, for real.
I forgot about that.
I mean, I knew we were getting into slander, and that's what liberals do, and blah, blah, blah. The dude's got soy boy tits and everything. Look at him. It's disgusting. It's gross. But anyways.
But speaking with the music, MTV had a amazingly awful night on their MTV Music Awards. I think it was the lowest ratings they've ever had for their awards,
down
which was great
16,
to see.
Over 16% from last year. Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the market is speaking. The market is talking. The free market, almost free market, is speaking. We're consumers are sick of this crap.
Yeah. We're not living in the Jersey Show anymore.
One-liners.
That's why Facebook and Twitter stock is dropping fast. Insiders, the trading by insiders that are high up. Even Mark Zuckerberg has sold over 2 million of his own shares. That means he doesn't even believe in what he's doing anymore. He knows there's massive antitrust lawsuits coming. You thought that selling our information to Cambridge is small potatoes for what you're about to see. There's a reason why when you talk about something and all of a sudden you go on Facebook, 2 minutes later, there's the exact ad for what you're just talking about. They are constantly listening to your conversations. Constantly.
Make a fake account. I recommend everyone just right now, just make a quick spam account, go onto it, and just Google the web for 5 minutes. Hop back onto your fake account, and everything will be there.
It will be.
It's a good test study.
It's funny. I remember I had a friend back in the day. He was like, "They're gonna microchip everyone, man. They're trying to do it." They did. Yeah, everyone carries this around.
Yeah. It's not in our body, but it's in our hands.
This is on my body. Pockets. I would say this is on my body 16 hours of the day that I'm awake.
Yeah.
Almost all day long, or at least within 10 feet of me.
Even when I fall asleep, it's within an arm reach of me.
Yeah.
So
talk about, I need to buy some shoes. I need to buy some shoes, you know, and then all of a sudden you're going to go on your feed, your Facebook feed. You're going to buy
shoes. Talk to this girl, Alexa. Who is Alexa? Buy me some shoes.
Why don't you just say, hey, FBI agent, you know, and then ask.
Instead of just listening to our conversation just on the sly in the background, you know. I guarantee they have that huge computer just like... Yeah. Gathering all that
just data. Some guy listening and just writing shit down.
They sell out our information to companies. It's all about a dollar sign.
They do, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the truth.
Sticking with Hollywood and the whole Me Too situation, one of the loudest proponents for the Me Too movement and one of the first speakers against Weinstein, she has been accused of statutory rape, and she paid this kid $380,000 to keep quiet. And there's pictures of them together in bed. Come on. And I tweeted earlier this week, it's a sad situation because, like I said, if someone makes an accusation, obviously you want to look into it. You don't want to disown it right away, but there's got to be proof, blah, blah, blah. We know that. Innocent until proven guilty. But the photos make it pretty guilty. And it's sad that it takes away from that whole situation. But do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Remember when Kevin Spacey admitted he was a pedophile? And then said, oh, I'm also gay. I was like
he tried to detract.
Focus on the fact that I'm gay, okay? You know, it's understandable, right? That was only mainstream media for maybe a week, 2 weeks. Imagine if a prominent conservative or politician came out and was like, yeah, I'm a pedophile. We would hear about it for a year nonstop. And they would be demonizing the rest of us in the same category. I'm not kidding.
It's true. No, that's
I love your passion on this right now.
I know their game. I got their psychology figured out.
One of our second favorite cartoon character behind Bernie Sanders was in the news again this week. David Hogg. He was accused of ageism. He said that Nancy Pelosi needs to step aside and get off the plate so that our generation and Generation Z can take over.
I just want to say something. I think he's kind of right. I'm not Generation Z. I don't want those flakes taking
How
over.
How dare you?
But
that's ageist. You know? That's ageism.
But I'm gonna go on. I'm actually gonna jump on with him. Think about this. Disgusting. Here's something that's interesting about the Democrats is that their top three in leadership is their age. If you add up their ages together, it's almost the same age as this country is. Wow. Did you know that? Add the three ages of the top three in
what is
the
it? Democrats. Feinstein.
She was around in Lincoln's time.
Sanders? No, Bernie's independent.
I can't even think of what it is up right now, top of my head. But yeah, it adds, I think it's like, it falls like 18 years short or something like that.
Yeah. Was Hogg approved to say what he said about this? You know, his ageism claim? Or did he just run his mouth? Because that's how you end up suicide and two shots back of the head and it's ruled a suicide.
Clearly not, because he saw his tweets backpedaling.
Where you at, Hillary?
Yeah, he backpedaled like a crazy man, you know, after saying that. So someone got to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, punk, listen up. This is how we run the show.
Yeah. Just puppet master.
Use your spell check when you do tweets. It'll help you look a little more.
In his bio, it says, I may not be the best speller.
Yeah, that's why you didn't.
So disregard.
That's why you didn't get accepted into college.
He's a product.
A D-list celebrity.
Product of public education.
Product
of the liberal public education.
Love the teachers union. Love you guys.
Insane.
Unions. Don't start on unions.
Some good news. You want to say something else?
No, good news. Good news is good, man, because there's a lot of that.
The longest bull market ever.
But it's Obama's policies that happened. And whatever.
It flourished 10 years later after he started.
And it wasn't the recession wasn't his fault either. But longest bull market ever. And thank you, Donald Trump. Because the market, from the knowledge that I have of the market, my experience, it is run off of sentiment. It's run off of consumer sentiment. Exactly.
Confidence.
Everyone's got confidence. And I think he's right. Trump said if they successfully impeached him that the market would crash. I really think that would happen. Yeah. I actually think people would not respond well to that.
Yeah. We need Trump to have 8 years. So if we do go back to Democrat or some kind of liberal president, we will be able to compare, you know, and it'll be apples to oranges and be like, oh my gosh, Trump was right about everything. And that'll wake up more people. Hopefully we get back on the right track. Hopefully we don't even have to get to that point. Hopefully people wake up and go, wow, Trump is doing a hell of a job, which they already should if they compared the numbers between Obama and Trump. It's really not that hard. There's just one big enemy in the way, and that's the fake news media. The fake news media is the number one enemy of the American people.
Well, even with that, look at money invests in money. Like, as soon as Trump came in, all the businesses that put money inside their business, between bonuses, hiring, it's just exponential when you go into that type of
My godfather setting. Was talking to me last night. He knows people that love to throw their money around the stock market. He said they've been doing it for 20, 30 years. And right now they're making so much money, they almost have to stop for tax purposes, which is insane.
I believe it.
Because they don't know what to do. They're making so much. They never expected this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Dylan, you had a great tweet today. You said that, I don't know the exact wording, but you said, let me get this clear. I'm not a Republican.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hate identity politics. I don't like being labeled as anything, quite frankly. But I'm definitely not a Republican because there's definitely a lot of rhinos corrupting that party. If I had to label myself as anything, I would be a constitutional conservative. I believe 100% in the Constitution that our forefathers wrote, which is the reason why we're the greatest country on earth, a short 250 years later. I believe in the Constitution. If I had to label and identify with anything, I want our Constitution to be conserved. I don't want any changes to that.
So what you're saying is you want to bleed 1776.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
That is what I'm talking about.
I agree. That's what I'd consider myself too.
There should be a new party, Constitutional Conservatives.
The reason why I bring this up is that I can't stand a lot of Republicans. And one of them, some sad news today, and I don't want this on anyone, don't want to wish it on anyone, but John McCain stopped his cancer treatment. The thing that I have a problem with is he hasn't voted in anything in Congress since December.
Yeah, he's just filling a seat
up. So they don't even have a senator from Arizona. He's just wasting a seat. And this guy has been a rhino for a long time.
Yeah.
I respect what he did for the military, and I appreciate the hell out of it, but he needs to get out of the way. He's got it.
I think something, too, that could be said on that is, I don't know if anybody knows, if people out there might not even know what a rhino is. Rhino's an acronym for Republican in name only.
Yeah, they're an undercover Democrat, right. Essentially. Yeah. They believe in Democratic values.
I would put Paul Ryan's
pretty mix, damn but close.
He's getting there.
He's close.
Well, he's done, too. So
just a lifetime politician, someone that's in there to make money.
Say what you got to say to ride the fence on both sides. Exactly, just stay in there, make your money, and there you go. You're selfish. All you care about is yourself. You don't care about this country.
So we're getting up close to time here, but we wanted to take some questions. Steve, looks like you wrote some stuff down.
I did. First, I kind of want to hit this quick. I don't want to say your last name just because I don't want to put it out there. Carolyn, do we read our comments? Yes, we do. All right.
Takes a lot of time, but we do.
I do put that out there. Sometimes I do see a lot of, especially today, lots of big paragraphs. Try and get the gist of it. I'm looking for question marks, okay?
On that too, I just wanted to say that I'll read comments a lot of times. I don't like to get in the middle of fights.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of take that on the viewers to take those battles on for us.
Yeah.
And the other problem with us going and start putting, replying to things is that throws another tweet back out there into the field. And it's like, we can't do that. Otherwise, people are going to stop following us.
We're literally wasting our time if we deal with people who are trolling, people who are hating, people who are trying to spread disinformation. We love that you guys do it for us on our posts because we're already studying, because each tweet that we do, we're doing our homework. We're studying the facts, and that takes a long time. And then when we're typing it out, we're doing it as journalists, as writers. We want it to be, even our sentence structure, the sentence flow, we want it to be perfect each time we click that send button. So we don't have time to sit there and, you know, that's small fish for us if we're going to reply to one comment by someone who's trying to spread disinformation. We appreciate that you guys are on top of it and destroying these people that are trying to spread misinformation. Because the people that do come onto our posts looking for the counter arguments, they see that those people have been shut down by common sense that you guys are providing to them, which is great. And we really appreciate that.
For sure. And just one more thing on top of that. I know you're going to get responses from all of us. I know we all check the inbox, but Hey, I was on there 3 hours the other night, like just like going through some messages. It takes time, you guys, but yeah. We do respond. So please.
Also, we all have full-time jobs outside of this. This is a hobby right now. That's why we were kind of asking, you know, if you guys wanted to help pitch into the movement, patreon.com/E4L. If everyone pitched in $1, we would have beyond our wildest imagination of money to make this work right now, to the point where, yeah, we could have our own studio and do this as a career.
The thing about that is I feel like the importance of the message, that's the importance of the message. And by having funding and making our podcast better, our tweets, everything, and having the time to be able to do that, that is what is going to spread the message and make it go further. And I feel like that's the most important thing. I mean, I truly hate asking
for that too.
I don't like that. But it is a necessity. So,
yeah.
All right. Back to questions. I do enjoy this first one because I think a lot of us can relate to this as far as Republicans, conservatives.
I'm sorry, did you just read the meter?
No, this is great.
Oh, that's right.
Deep has found his niche.
As us, definitely younger millennials, are there any more people who are awake that are our age? And yes, I think it's a great question. Yes. I think it's a really good question.
I answered that question on David Harris Jr.'s podcast last night.
You did.
I said there are far more. The media likes to put the, you know, the lens, the they like to magnify the hate going on. If you go to a Trump rally and there's 20,000 people there, the mainstream media will report on the 5 to 10 people that are saying, screw Trump and all this stuff with their signs. Screw Trump, Nickelback is better. That will be, you know, all the cameras will be on that. All the cameras, I've seen it. I've literally seen it. All the cameras will be on that instead of the 20,000. So when I'm in my day-to-day life, and from everyone that I know personally, they're all pretty conservative, but over half of them are scared to say anything because conservatives, for the most part, don't like confrontation. Liberals love it. They feed off, you know, emotion and being all swear words and, you know, in your face about it. Conservatives are, for the most part, more intellectual. They're smarter. They know what the truth is, and they see no point in trying to argue with someone that doesn't want to see the other side.
You know what's funny about people being awake or woke that are our age? I feel like there's a lot of people that consider themselves Democrats or liberals when they're really not.
No.
There's one issue that they really care about, and they're like,
that's I'm a Democrat.
Well, there's a lot of peer pressure. You know, it's trendy to hate Trump. It's trendy to hate Trump. You know you're not going to get any conflict from the other side. I might as well go with the one side and say I'm this, so then I never have to be uncomfortable in a situation where someone's yelling at me and calling me swear words for no reason. Nobody likes to deal with that. I like it. But
bouncing on that, what do you guys consider woke? I mean, just
awareness of truth and
being, I hate that word in general. Well, I consider enlightenment because the Western society does not even think about enlightenment anymore. They really don't. It's all, if someone's on the path to becoming enlightened, they hit you with a bunch of medicine, you ended up in a mental hospital.
I think it's the ability to question everything. So 70 cents on the dollar. Maybe it's bullshit. Which it really actually is. If you look into it and you find the facts, that is such a lie. It's such a bent truth that it's unbelievable. Yeah. But people believe it.
They're comparing on a single, you know, a single X to X when there's actually cross analysis. There's multiple factors going in to why women are being paid less. And that has to do with biology, the fact that women get pregnant.
It's not the fact that men are more willing
to work hard. Men are willing to take overtime. Men are willing to work jobs that get them killed on a 10 times more likely basis. Right.
There's two males out of 100 person facility where I work, and I will never take that there is a pay differential.
No.
All right.
If I had a piece of bread.
It's against the law, by the way. Equal Pay Act of 1963.
If I had a piece of bread for every gender, I'd be able to make a sandwich.
Dude, you just jeopardized.
Now we're banned for life.
All right.
So hold on. One more second.
Facebook, Twitter.
There are a ton of people our age and younger that message us every single day asking questions. How can they get involved? And there are tons of people. So there are a lot of people our age and younger that are open to the truth, open to questioning things. And so, yes, there are a lot more.
Absolutely. I would say you coming out of college is a great example. I mean, I think that you were definitely leaning harder left when you came out of college.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, than you were, I mean.
Which is normal. I mean, I think everyone does, you know.
And that's okay. And I think that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, anyone that is a parent that's watching with kids and, You know, I mean, when the person comes out of college, expect that indoctrination to have happened.
Yeah. It's a big, new, scary world. Yeah. And you don't want to be the outcast of having the conservative beliefs. So you're easily, your mind's shaped and you fall in line.
Those same textbooks that are teaching
you there for 4 years.
Those same textbooks that are teaching you 1 + 1 = 2, which we know is a fact, are teaching you the same core beliefs of what's happening in the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I get that. And to be awoken, what we say, is something scary. I mean, a lot of people don't want to believe that. They just, they'll naysay to the end.
Yeah, liberalism, aka globalism, has its webs into everything from Hollywood to government to academia. Every single thing, they've poisoned it, even religion. Religion's really bad, but they've poisoned every single facet, and it's ridiculous. And now we're fighting to get out of that.
Why don't you clarify? You're Christian.
Very Christian, yeah. Yes.
That's why I want people to, we said religion's bad.
No, religion is not bad. Jesus is the truth, and that's my own personal belief. I won't push that on you guys, but that's what I believe. And Islam,
don't say it. Next question.
So, next question. All right. I'm going to spin it on this because when we started talking about South Africa, I saw comments pour in. Like, seriously, it was a draining pipe pour in. But I'm going to say, what do you think of South Africa? That's change of gear.
That's okay.
What if it was white people taking from black people? I mean,
it's bad too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, either that's way, just, it's equally that's change. Bad. That's just change it.
The publicity, though, would be magnified.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The publicity part of it. That's because a lot of people want to know, what do we think of it? And it happened right before we talked about it. It happened after we talked about it. And I mean, I just think it's exponential when you talk about just genocide in itself.
Yeah.
No matter what, whether you're white, you're black, and it doesn't matter what race. Whether your nose is different, your skin color is different, it just doesn't. Genocide is never all right.
Yeah, you can look at any liberal standpoint, and you can find an angle of hypocrisy in it. You really can. I really think you can.
No, I think so too. On genocide, there is a documentary. If you love documentaries and you want something to blow your mind, watch The Act of Killing. It's got subtitles, so it kind of sucks. But that was a situation in a country in East Timor in Indonesia. I want to say it was back in the 60s through the 90s. But it was one of the worst genocides ever, but it's not talked about much.
Yeah.
But The Act of Killing, you got to watch that.
Yeah, this person just made a good comment. They said, we are all people of color. Why do white people have to be neutral?
That's right. That's
we're
right.
Color.
That's a really good comment.
Yeah. We're color, too.
Excellent.
If anything, black and white are the neutral colors. So why does black get counted as a person of color?
See, we're all part of the human race. And if you look at the word human, it's hue. That's color.
Yeah.
Man. Human.
Yeah.
We're of color. We're human.
Exactly. Great point.
That is a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. Great point.
All right.
Whoa. Conservatives hate humanity, guys. Conservatives hate humans.
Yeah.
You know what? But I think that's... That script and that narrative, I see it's coming out of Hollywood too. A lot of it's coming out of Hollywood. I actually just had this discussion earlier, talking about how much Hollywood puts out there, the information. They're like, black little Johnny wanted to swim in the swimming pool, and the big white guys came over there and they're like, you better get those black toes out of that pool. And it's like, and everyone's like, geez, my God, like, did they do this back in the 50s and 60s? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you see another video of like them whipping the hell out of slaves.
Yeah, it's over and over.
And you're
over.
Like, oh my God, this happened? I mean, is this real? Yeah. And then I start wondering, okay, was this the bad cases? Yeah. Are we examining like the worst of it? Or, I mean, like how many slave owners were actually good people and treated their people good? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but we don't hear those stories. So, but what we see in truth now, what we know as truth is because no one, that was back then is alive now.
Yeah.
What we know as truth is what Hollywood puts out there, which is some...
And our history textbooks.
Yeah.
But I think that runs off it, though. We always want to... My life is better when I hear about someone that's worse.
Or, some negative
news. Hear about... Right. So I do think that maybe that's why it's the way it is. You sell more copies when something makes my life better because your life is worse. I mean,
actually brings me up to the point. I wanted to talk about this tonight. How Hollywood had a monopoly on television, starting from what, the 30s all the way up into the early or 2010 even, but then the advent of the internet came along and social media, YouTube, people no longer have to sit there and watch cable news, which is fake news for the most part. Nobody has to sit there and watch that. They can go online on the internet and find unbiased news sources that they agree with or think are objective. And nobody has to watch these elite Hollywood actors who think they're superiorly morally superior morally to us.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can switch over to YouTube and watch their favorite YouTube channels, their favorite YouTubers. So the monopoly has been broken up. Hollywood used to be a huge union. If you didn't think the way they did, your show would not get aired. Mm-hmm. So the times are changing, and the playing field is being leveled against the psychological warfare that we're seeing. And I love it.
On that
I
note,
I do too. I mean, that's why I love commercials.
That's right. Yeah, and commercials too. Yeah. Like, well, then YouTube's trying anymore. To poison right. that. And,
so if you're watching this right now and you jumped in late and you want to watch the whole thing, we're going to leave this broadcast up on our Facebook page, and we'll probably leave it on Periscope for the forever. But if you're watching on Facebook, we're going to delete it from Facebook after about 24 hours, and we'll put it on YouTube. This week, obviously, Dylan talked a little bit about getting suspended for 30 days on his personal account. So he's an admin on the Educating Rebels page, and he can't post anymore. So we have been very, very vigilant and very frugal, I guess if you want to call it, on what we're putting on that page now, because, which is a shame.
There's two main things we cannot speak about. Absolutely yeah. never going to speak about it.
Don't speak of it.
I'm not going to say it. We have too much to lose at this point, especially with our book coming out.
What did David Harris say? David Harris, check out his page too. He's great.
Yep. But we can't speak about the religion of peace. Did I step around that nicely? And we can't speak about the LGBT, bless their hearts, community.
Q-Y-N-G?
Bless it, yeah. No, you can say it as nice as you want, but that's some of the posts that have been taken down have been, it's been pretty shocking what they've taken down. It's like, what?
And the censorship is ramping up as we approach midterms, and you watch, there'll be more voices that you're like, wow, how the heck did they get banned? You know, they weren't doing anything. That's their way of silencing conservative thought, which is ultimately their way of actually influencing the election, you know, if you're shutting down the other side's opinion. And you know what? It's not going to work. It's just showing their own hypocrisy. It's so blatant that people are picking up on it, and hopefully the red tsunami hits in November, and we're gonna see great things.
That's why Trump got elected.
Yeah,
I mean the media, like the media overdid it.
They don't get it. Oh yeah, they still don't get that. Absolutely, they don't get it.
Yeah, they overdid it.
I want to say it one more time. Literally last week, you guys, I cleaned my house. I picked up my couch cushions. I found a dollar. I put like, you know, if you find that. What we could do with a dollar if everyone gave it to us, we would be able to do so much stuff, and we would love to tell you what we're going to do with it. We're not going to take it we would love to tell you what we do with it. We would love to put out there out of everything that comes in, we'd love to tell you what the money that comes in, what we put towards.
Studio, we're Jimmy rigging everything right now. My phone is being held up by scotch tape.
I'll take a picture, I'll put it on Instagram so everyone can see, because this is actually kind of funny to see what we have set up here, but it's working. This is what we got to work with.
Like I said, we're not trying to beg. We can equate it in many ways. Skip your McDonald's $1 coffee one morning and there's the monthly payment. One day out of the month.
Half cup.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can find that change in your car.
I paid a guy $10 to play me a Pink Floyd, and he didn't even know how to play it. But I
just what song?
I was just like, dude, you got Pink Floyd? He's like, man, I got you. And it was in Texas.
That's not Pink Floyd.
And I was just like, dude, you played it.
What else we got? All right, let's go. I got one question. If you got one more,
I do. I got I got two more because one's kind of fun.
Okay.
So if there was a funding set in place for, especially you guys, for the wall, would you guys go work and build the wall?
Yeah, I'd do it for free.
I would.
It'd be like an internship, dude. I'd be all for that. Heck yeah. Put me on 12 hours a day. No problem.
As long as there ain't a union in place, we can do 12 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
I sincerely volunteer my time.
That would be part, I would be really part of history, man. Would. On my resume for the rest of my life. I built saving. Trump wall.
All right, last question, and this is kind of a funner one. We get a lot of questions that come in. Who's the guy in the gray? Who's the boy in the blue? Well, we got a couple of them, but what about that guy wearing the two faces on his T-shirt?
The guy that
that, who is single? You know, that's
still. Dell's the only single one right now.
I am the only single one in our group. And I have 3 weddings coming up this fall. Currently taking applications to be my plus one. So DM me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
For cash.
We're putting his face right there.
Right in the middle. In the middle of the sandwich. The two pieces of bread. Sandwich.
Oh, dude.
We're kicked.
Our book. I mentioned it earlier, but we just got our book back from Ben Garrison, the book cover. And we're sending the our third draft to the editor
teaser.
On Monday.
Teaser. You should do a teaser.
I can actually read
a teaser.
You should do a teaser. You should pitch her on there.
And we should.
I will. You know what? We're gonna put the cover of our book onto Instagram first, and then we'll leak it out onto Twitter later.
Yeah, we just got it an hour ago.
We just got it a little bit ago.
Patreon donors will see it first.
Yes. Patreon owners will see it first. We'll put it on there tonight. Yeah, we'll put it on there right now after this.
And then we'll wait 24 or 48 hours maybe.
We'll put it on there now, but let's only Patreon donors can see it. So
we're brainstorming.
And
right now.
We're super super pumped about it. I actually think Ben did an amazing
job. Ben Garrison, he's a great cartoonist. He's been retweeted by Trump many times.
Yeah.
So yeah, patreon.com/E4L.
Yeah, shout out
to
Ben.
We appreciate anything. A dollar helps us.
And we do have benefits. We send out
care packages every few months, you know, keychains, stickers, stuff like that.
And we like to offer things that can't be available to the market. I saw some people ask, where's the merch? What's this? Well, you sign up for Patreon, the merch is free. It is what you get within that monthly donation.
We put
it out there and we make a care package and we put it all into one just for you.
There's exclusive content on our Patreon page that we don't put on Twitter, Facebook, or anything else. So,
There's one care package I saw. I was over at your house the other day, and it came in the mail, and I opened it up, and I didn't tell you. But that you're a part of. And I opened the care package. Yeah, I opened up the care package, and this was what was inside it.
Pull that up on the camera.
You can't see that. That was in his care package. Nice work. Nice work.
Oh, is that a cat?
It's a front hole hat.
How dare you?
Yeah, front hole hat.
Podcast. Yeah. If you're listening to this on iTunes, he found my care package.
At his house.
At my house.
I think it's a federal crime, by the way.
State of Minnesota. It's got a pussy hat on, State of Minnesota, and it says feminist with MN in the middle.
Oh, God.
In front of everyone? Come on.
No.
I'm disgusted that you have this in your house. Where did you find that? Where did you get that?
I found it somewhere.
Unbelievable.
You live in Minnesota. Come on.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. So, everyone, thanks for watching. Check us out on Twitter. I'm Real Tyler Zed. Dylan is at Education for Libs. Daniel is at Combat Debater. Check him out. Deev is not Deev Dirty anymore. Not Deev Dirty. It's at E4LDeev,
but check out the Dirtiest Dirty. Check out the Dirtiest Dirty on, totally slipped my mind.
Instagram.
No.
YouTube. Facebook.
Get on Instagram,
whatever.
Too.
Who cares?
At Real Tyler's on Instagram. At Educating Liberals on Instagram. Yeah. And follow us on Facebook if you're on Periscope right now. And check out Real Tyler's Ed page on Facebook as well. We are trying to build a backup page. So thanks everyone for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Adios, guys.